Since graduating from the University of Oklahoma in 1982, Stephanie Frederick has worked in radio, television, and film as a reporter and executive producer. She now runs her own company that creates content aimed at Black and Latino audiences. KGOU's Sarah Hurd spoke to Frederick about some of the rewards and pitfalls an aspiring journalist might encounter. She also described some of the most horrific and tragic assignments that still had a positive impact on her life.
Stephanie Frederick recently returned to Norman to accept one of three 2014 JMAC Distinguished Alumni Awards from the Gaylord College of Journalism and Mass Communication. Even after a long day of teaching classes and networking with faculty, while fighting off a cold, she maintains an air of uncompromising enthusiasm, especially when talking about her company, FGW Productions.
Movie studios in Hollywood wanted to market movies to communities of color. And so they came to me because I'd been doing interviews for Black Entertainment Television. We all can look at the same thing and see something different. And so we're hired to come in and say, what is it about this movie that would make an African-American or make a Latino want to go see this film?
So can you tell me about a couple places that you've lived in particular and the culture that you noticed there?
It's been my travels while I was a news reporter that's really broadened my perspective. I mean, I've covered earthquakes in Nicaragua. I covered the first democratic elections in South Africa. And I shoot movies in Canada all the time.
It was that ability to connect with people of many backgrounds that led BET to call on Ms. Frederick in late 2005, despite the fact that she had already started a new chapter of her career.
I was doing movies when Black Entertainment Television called me and said, hey, you mind coming back in and reporting on Hurricane Katrina? New Orleans is my dad's hometown and Louisiana's my home state. So I went back to work.
Was it hard to keep that distance that as a journalist you kind of have to keep between you and the people you're reporting on when you were reporting on Hurricane Katrina?
Absolutely. I mean, I went back through neighborhoods where I know people that lived in those neighborhoods. It became a situation where I had relatives missing, and so I was down there also looking for my family. That was a tough situation for all of us. But I tell you a beautiful story. There was a family who lost their father. Their house was one block from the levee that broke, and the water started filling up very quickly in the house. The whole family goes to the attic, and they're in that attic for 3 days. Six kids, mom and dad, no food, no water. It was hot, humid, and the water lapping up. The father was trying to knock a hole in the roof, and he collapsed and died of a heat stroke. This 15-year-old son finished this job the father was trying to do. They put their 2-year-old sister up, and a helicopter comes by and rescues them. And the helicopter drops them off at an underpass. At that point, me and my crew are there, and we meet these people on the worst possible day of their lives. And the mother tells me this story. The family is taken to a Red Cross center where they clean up, and I give them one of my cell phones, and I said, keep in touch with me, because their story touched my heart so much. I'm like, I got to find out where they're going. Well, as luck would have it, these people are transferred to California. I live in California. What has it been, almost 10 years later? I'm still friends with this family, and the mother recently passed of breast cancer. So now you have six kids raising themselves. So it's almost like the good Lord put us together. And we're now just one big family.
Wow, so reporting on a story like that, it's got to be really hard to keep your composure. Was that something that you had to kind of learn to deal with in your career?
Well, let me just say this. In the case of Hurricane Katrina, if you weren't shedding a tear, something's wrong with you. Because at the end of the day, we're all human. I mean, I know that there are some journalists that believe in being strong and not showing any emotion. Go back and look at Walter Cronkite when he announced that President Kennedy had been shot. Clearly, his voice breaks. I don't think there's anything wrong with showing emotion, especially when your audience is probably feeling the same thing.
Stephanie Frederick later found all her missing family members safe in New Orleans after Katrina and continues her work in Los Angeles. For KJU's Assignment Radio, I'm Sarah Hurd.
This story is part of our continuing series of reports from students enrolled in the University of Oklahoma's radio news class. You can hear this and other pieces from the current and prior semesters by clicking the Assignment Radio tab on our website, kgou.org.